Good morning, Brussels. It's Tuesday, March 3rd, and I'm Mannequin with your daily press review.
And I'm Lean. Big news today. The Brussels government wants to turn the old Audi factory in Forest into an enterprise zone with 2,500 new jobs. But here's the catch. Half the former Audi workers are still unemployed a year later. Some say they're being told their profile is interesting, but they're too old.
Age discrimination in 2026. Lovely. Meanwhile, the Council of State has blocked the government's promise to reduce LEZ fines. They say lowering penalties for polluting cars would violate EU law. So those €80 monthly caps? Dead on arrival.
And if you were driving through the PT ring yesterday, you know the chaos. A truck got stuck in the Louise tunnel, shutting down Louise, Stephanie and Porte de Halle tunnels. Classic Brussels infrastructure moment.
In the courtroom, former Brussels mayor Yvan Mayeur and four others have been sent to criminal court in the SAMU social scandal. That's the social services corruption case that's been dragging on for years.
Over in Molenbeek, Catherine Moreau is back as mayor. Anderlecht is submitting a balanced budget for 2026, and three Tangier Marché supermarkets were forced to close for undeclared workers.
Oh, and the new government wants to regularize building violations across Brussels, because if you can't beat illegal construction, just make it legal, right?
That's your Brussels press review. Stay informed, stay curious, and watch out for trucks and tunnels. Tot ziens, à bientôt.